Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide, the publication which helps raise your business profile and enhance your personal brand in Metro Atlanta and beyond. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with nationally known Atlanta dermatologist Dr. Nikki Hill about 10 frequently asked questions about facial fillers. Our guest today is an Atlanta native who is a nationally recognized expert in the diagnosis and treatment of medical hair loss disorders. After graduating from Clark Atlanta University and receiving her medical degree from Boston University School of Medicine, Dr. Hill founded the Skin of Culture and Hair Center. We are so honored to have on the phone today a woman who is truly making her mark in Metro Atlanta, Dr. Nikki Hill. Welcome back to Sparkplug Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
How are you today, Dr. Hill?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. You know, Dr. Hill is one of Atlanta's busiest dermatologists. We know you don't have much time, so I'd like to get right into it. Is that okay?
That's absolutely fine.
All right. So what are facial fillers?
Absolutely. So I'm happy we're talking about this topic today. I do specialize in hair loss disorders. However, a lot of my patients always want to know, how can they maintain that youthful appearance? And a common misconception is, you know, first they ask, what are Botox? What are fillers? But they don't know what they are or where they go. So just to kind of make that distinction, facial fillers are tools to help provide volume and rejuvenation to the contours of the face. These gels are made out of hyaluronic acid, which is what your natural collagen is made out of. So depending on the location and type of filler, some fillers may last up to 2 years. And this is in contrast to Botox, which is a chemical that is injected into the muscles along the forehead, the crow's feet along the outside of the eyes, around the lips, and around the eyebrows. So think about those worry lines, those frown lines. Botox actually relaxes the muscles under the skin that causes the wrinkling and creasing of the skin in those areas. Botox can last up to 4 months in the body. Then you break it down and clear it out. So the difference, facial fillers help with volume and rejuvenation, and Botox can help reduce wrinkles and fine creasing of the skin.
All right. Well, Dr. Hill, what should a person ask their doctor before getting facial fillers?
So you should definitely ask your doctor if you're a candidate for fillers and if there are any initial steps that you can add into your skincare regimen before starting fillers. So like anti-aging and skin texture, those are actually better addressed by other modalities, such as microneedling, chemical peels, retexturizing creams, or dermaplaning. Otherwise, you should ask your doctor about the downtime. If you're prone to keloiding, this should also be discussed. Also ask about when you can wear makeup, exercise, go to the saunas, have facial massages, and just understand if there are any restrictions that are after the first 24 to 48 hours after the procedure.
Okay. Well, what areas can facial fillers be used for?
So fillers volumize crevices and folds of the skin that make people look tired or unrested, aged, worn, or sunken in. Some common places are under the eyes, along the smile lines on the sides of the mouth, or the jowls. It can also help with defining areas such as helping to lift fallen cheeks, a short chin, an undefined jawline, or dark or sunken in eyes. It can actually even help with the back of the hands with giving a rejuvenating effect that can help hide prominent veins or tendons or just loose skin or creping on the back of the hands as well.
So are facial fillers what you see the newscasters with? A lot of the ladies just look so young with no lines at all?
Sometimes they're born with it. Sometimes they have a little extra help. Fillers can help volumize. Especially those nice little high cheeks, that contoured look, they can give a nice natural lifting of the face.
Well, who is your best candidate for fillers?
So individuals with areas of the face that have either sunken in or become shadowed, I always say if you find yourself looking for eye creams, skin plumping creams, anti-aging creams, fillers may be able to help correct some of those concerns that you're looking at.
Now, how natural are the results? Are they natural looking?
So that's always a huge goal I have with my patients. When we're discussing fillers, we want them to have a natural finished look. I definitely don't strive for that overfilled, swollen, or unnatural look. I always say we want, you know, we're aiming for that, oh, looks like you had a nice restful vacation look, and not that, oh, what did you do look. We always can add more, but we don't need to if we don't have to. I always say, you know, with fillers, less is more.
Okay. Well, is the procedure safe?
Whenever we're introducing anything into the skin, and again, there's a risk for any procedure, for bleeding, bruising, swelling, pain, infection, scarring, and rarely, but I always make sure to mention, blindness. We, and I in particular, use very certain safety methods to make sure that we are in safe zones so we can reduce these risks as much as possible.
Okay. Well, do fillers hurt?
So I place numbing cream on my patients, and I rarely use needles. Typically, there is one entry point, and it's just on each side of the cheek, where I use a little blunt end cannula to introduce the product either under the eyes or the cheeks. It feels a little odd, but it should not be uncomfortable.
Okay. Now, do women of color get fillers?
My answer, they absolutely do. I think women of color are concerned about wanting to look natural when it comes to any rejuvenating treatments. So we've all seen the results of too much filler placed in the wrong locations, but hardly anyone recognizes very natural-looking filler. We just think that person has aged beautifully or gracefully. So women of color are definitely getting fillers. I have patients asking about fillers every day, and after hearing about fillers, that's usually their next question. Do women of color actually get fillers? My answer, yes, they do.
Okay. Well, now, let's talk about popularity. Are facial fillers popular? And if so, what has led to its popularity?
So facial fillers are definitely becoming popular. And I think, well, thanks for the reality TV, I think people are going into doctor's offices. They're seeing these procedures being done on TV, YouTube, and other social media aspects. But I think why they're becoming so popular is because they're less invasive, there's less downtime, and you're able to see results a little bit quicker compared to surgical procedures.
Okay. All right. Well, what are the benefits of getting treatment at the Skin of Culture and Hair Center?
So I like to tailor my treatments individually to every person. And together we come up with a plan so they feel comfortable with it. I understand the concerns. Everyone wants to look their best, but they want to look their natural best selves, just a refreshed version. So we take our time with each patient. We don't rush. We don't double book our appointments. And we look and we make sure we follow up and ensure that they're recovering well. We have complimentary follow-ups as well just to make sure we're available. And, we, of course, we're always available to answer any questions that they may have.
All right. Well, Dr. Hill, how long have you been a dermatologist now?
I've been a dermatologist practicing going on 8 years.
And what inspired you to become a dermatologist and more specifically to focus on medical hair loss disorders?
So I specialized in dermatology after realizing how interesting the skin was and how we can manifest things that are internally through the hair, nails, and skin. So it's almost like playing Clue. You just have to look close enough and listen well enough to your patients to really understand what's going on. And in regards to hair loss, I myself had suffered about 50% of hair loss during residency. It was during a time of stress, and even though I was mentally and emotionally handling it, I think my hair was the barometer of how everything really was going internally. And so I had to stop and focus and really listen to myself and listen to my body and understand, even though I feel like I can do it all, you know, sometimes you just have to make sure you take care of yourself and you make sure you put yourself first in some instances. As someone told me, if you don't lay down, your body will lay you down. So, you know, always make sure that you're paying attention to that. But during that process, I really understood how much how important it was for me to present myself to other people and present myself to the world. My hair was a part of my personal brand and my identity. It wasn't vanity. It was just how I felt comfortable. And so once I realized how much of an emotional just discomfort and upset that was, after I recovered from that, I realized quickly a lot of my colleagues really didn't specialize in dermatology, specialize in hair loss disorders. And that's where I realized I can make a difference in becoming a niche specialist in hair loss disorders and helping individuals navigate through this time of distress.
So what's your number one message for women as it relates to hair loss?
My number one message is any styling or method or hygienic products you're using, just make sure nothing's too tight, nothing's too heavy, and nothing's in the same style for too long, and that we're cleansing the scalp appropriately, no longer than 2 weeks. Just that way we can keep a healthy scalp, because with a healthy scalp, then we can have healthy hair.
And what are some of the other services that the Skin of Culture and Hair Center offers?
Yes, so we offer virtual visits. We offer also pediatric dermatology, so we do take care of kids. Of course, the medical hair loss disorders, we have treatments for hair loss ranging from topical treatments that are either natural-based or prescription-based. We have injectable treatments. We offer the natural treatment of platelet-rich plasma injections. We offer hair transplant surgeries and also scalp micropigmentation, which is a medical-grade tattoo that can camouflage some of the thinning areas of the scalp to give the illusion of hair. We also offer esthetician services. We have cosmetic services, including the facial fillers, the Botox. We have chemical peels. We have microneedling, dermaplaning, hydrofacial treatments. So we try to offer a good option of patients for patients so they can look their best and feel their best every day.
All right. So what is it about facial fillers I guess I should say, what is the number one question people have about getting facial fillers?
The number one question people ask is whether or not they're going to look natural and how long they're going to be, and what their side effects are going to be. How long are they going to be out of work? And so the natural look is really in the hands of who's applying and introducing the filler. Anyone can put filler in anybody's face, but you want it to be placed in the correct areas and in correct locations, so that way it gives a nice pop and a glow to the skin. It gives a nice contour. The light is able to reflect and bounce off the skin and give that youthful appearance. But again, not to look overfilled and also to reduce the side effects. The reason I like to not use needles so much and use the cannula is because cannulas can kind of move and bump blood vessels out of the way, as opposed to needles can pierce them. So by using cannulas and other techniques, I can actually reduce a lot of the side effects, which are the bruising, the swelling, the tenderness in the area, thereby reducing the downtime and potentially having as minimized of a downtime as possible.
Well, for the people who might just be tuning in, catching us late, tell them the difference between Botox and facial fillers.
Absolutely. So facial fillers, those are gels made out of hyaluronic acid, so they mimic your natural collagen. So they're soft, they move, they're flexible, but they go back to their original conformation or size or shape. So we can apply or introduce facial fillers in areas, either on the face or on the back of the hands, to volumize. So I always say facial fillers volumize, or fillers in general give volume to the area. Versus Botox, that's a chemical that we're going to inject into the muscles wherever there's dynamic movement. So if you can, like, raise up your eyebrows, scrunch your eyebrows together to kind of make those little furrow lines between the eyebrows. If you smile and you have lines on the outside of the eyes, or if you either drink a lot of straws or have had a history of smoking, you may have wrinkling around the lips. Botox can actually be introduced to relax those little fine muscles. That way you can stop the creasing, and that instantly changes the look of the skin, so it doesn't look, quote-unquote, aged.
Okay. And before we bring this interview to a close, what is the main thing you want our listeners to remember and to know about facial fillers?
So facial fillers are natural. They can look very natural. It's typically well-tolerated. They're not painful. They have less downtime and they're less invasive than surgical procedures. And what I always try to tell patients is they're kind of like trying on a new little refreshed look.
Okay. Well, and finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
Absolutely. So we have a couple of ways for them to communicate with us. They can call us at our office at 404-474-2301. They can also visit our website at www.socacenter.com. That's S-O-C-A as Apple, H as Harry, center.com. They can also follow us on social media. On Instagram, we're at Dr. Nikki Hill. And on Facebook, we're at Skin of Culture and Hair Center.
All right. Well, Dr. Nikki Hill, for all the slow writers out there like me, would you mind would you mind repeating what you just said about how they can connect with you?
Absolutely. So they can call the office at 404-474-2301. They can reach out to us on our website at socacenter.com. That's S-O-C, A as in Apple, H as in Harry, center.com. They can also reach out and follow on Instagram at Dr. Nikki Hill, and that's D-R-N-I-K-K-I-H-I-L-L. Or they can reach out to us on Facebook at Skin of Culture and Hair Center.
All right. Well, Dr. Nikki Hill, founder of the Skin of Culture and Hair Center, thank you for spending some of your most precious and valuable time with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on Metro Atlanta business owners and professionals like Dr. Nikki Hill. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. If you'd like for me to speak at your conference, meeting, or event, please email your requests to sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment and thank the Spark Plug Radio team for doing another stellar job behind the scenes. Well, I should say behind the scenes. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio. So until next time, this is Spark Plug reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you'll do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind, whether you'll lead or linger behind, whether you'll try for a goal that is far, or be content to stay where you are. Take it or leave it. There's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you.